467 922 783. Delicious though, isn't it? The South Australian Student Representative Council, it's a youth advisory group, gathered today over in Adelaide. 123 senior secondary students from regional and metropolitan areas: Adelaide, Whyalla, Ceduna, Roxby, Mount Gambier, Port Lincoln, Kimber, Victor Harbour and Meningie. South Australia's Commissioner for Children and Young People, Helen Connolly's department, they arranged the gathering, and they helped the Student Council formulate their ideas. Helen Connolly, Commissioner for Children and Young People, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Narelle.
Is that a fair enough overview of your role with the SRC, create, arrange the opportunity, bring all the students together and then help them prioritise?
Absolutely. I forgot to say I'm absolutely exhausted because I've just finished. 123 young people.
Yeah.
I'm hot and sweaty and sitting here going, wow, that was pretty amazing, just to get them all into one place. And they actually did the work, you know. They brought their issues to the table, they prioritised them, and the next thing is we work from here to actually get them to do some things in their regional, in their own communities, which is fantastic. So real change makers.
And what were the issues that came to the fore today? You've got 123 different students, all with their own ideas. Were there some common themes?
Yeah, there was, which is great. So, look, but enough difference. So we had some things like safe travel to school. That was one that I didn't expect. So that was everything from cycle paths to, you know, maybe they should have walking buses in some communities through to, you know, speed limits. So that was an interesting one. There was a fair bit on girls and female empowerment in schools and creating spaces for girls, and then a lot on period products again, but that seems to be a pretty consistent one. Think mental health, well-being, kind of wanting more pathways from school to help. So not just about kind of knowing something's out there, but actually doing more than kind of dropping the breadcrumbs, actually leading kids to services and support. So they just don't know how to access things. So we talk about, oh, there's all these things, and they go, well, we don't know what they are and we don't know how to get to them. So those kind of things. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I note there were some students from Port Augusta in the paper today saying personal safety is a concern. Is that a priority that the SRC are going to run with?
So what? How it's going to work is we kind of put them into local teams so that they, over the next 9-10 months, they'll work on something that they prioritise together, and they'll be mentored and supported in that process. So rather than saying, look, go off and do it, when, you know, they don't know, you know, the content of how to access resources or what's already existing. So we'll put a scaffolding around them, and from there, and get them to kind of connect in with others in their community to be really representative. So it's a bit like, well, you've got an idea, but now you're going to go check it out, see if other people think this is an issue as well, and check out if they think the solution's going to work as well. So very much building that that real community stuff. So being they're then facilitating the change, but they need to be representative in that process as well.
Helen Connolly is my guest, Commissioner for Children and Young People in South Australia. We have to go for the news, but Helen, I think I saw an ad for your job in the paper this week.
No, not me.
Oh. Well, phew.
Yeah, no. Unless there's something I don't know. Which, you know, no. I'm okay. I think it might have been the Guardian's job. So the Guardian for Children and Young People is up, and Penny's retiring. So, yes, I think
okay. So you are going to be able to see all of this through. Are they going to meet again, these senior secondary students? Do they come back together?
Yes. So what happens is now they'll meet online and Zoom and all the other things over the next few months, and we'll work with them on that. And then at the end of the year, we'll bring them all back together again, and we'll see what we've got and where we've got to, and also to see if they think it's a good idea. This is a pilot, so I can say nothing's set in stone. If they come back and say, this doesn't work, or this does, or we reckon you should do it this way, then we'll refashion and we'll see where we go from here.
But thank one of the things Helen, I didn't mention. Helen Connolly, Commissioner for Children and Young People. We are